This is Mythical.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. From Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans, they've got you covered.
Heck yeah, they do. Their products come in a variety of amazing colors, from classic black and white to pinks, greens, yellows, and blues. And the best part, Nicole, everything's non-toxic.
Josh, I've been in the market for a kettle for months.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it a weird amount.
Yeah, I've bought like a bunch, returned a bunch, but I just got my hands on the Great Jones Fellow Kettle collab, and I got it in the color broccoli, and I'm so excited to make artisanal teas and coffees. I'm trying to get on my coffee game right now, and I'm so excited to use a gooseneck kettle. We have no idea.
I'm excited to use their yellow hot dish, aka casserole dish. Shout out to Minnesota and Fargo, North Dakota. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm an adult, I should have nice vessels to serve food out of.
Sure, fair.
Instead of just serving it on like stainless steel restaurant style things. And I like it. It's cute. It's got a good design. Bakes really well. Holds heat. I'm in, baby. And once you try Great Jones, you'll want to share it with friends. They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays, it's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life.
So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old, rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code SANDWICH. That's greatjones.com, promo code SANDWICH.
You got chicken salad, egg salad, and jello salad. So what's stopping me from calling nachos a tortilla chip salad?
I am.
This is a hot dog as a sandwich.
Ketchup is a smoothie.
Yeah, I put ice in my cereal, so what?
That makes no sense.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
A hot dog is a sandwich.
What?
Welcome to our podcast, A Hot Dog is a Sandwich, the show where we break down the world's biggest food debates. I'm your host, Josh Scherer.
And I'm your host, Nicole Anaiti.
And Nicole, today we're talking about radical salad anarchism. Today, where do you fall on the radical salad anarchist spectrum?
Real question, when do we not talk about that? What did you say?
Radical salad anarchy.
Radical salad anarchy.
I fell into radical salad anarchy TikTok, and now we're here, and I support a lot of upsetting political causes.
I think salad TikTok is incredible. Side note.
There actually is.
There's like this crazy ass green goddess salad started by Melissa, baked by Melissa. She has changed the game with salad. She eats salads with tortilla chips. Did you know that?
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah, it's like a cabbage kind of, there's like
cabbage,
a blended
cucumber.
Thick green dressing.
Yes, yes.
That blends vegetables in it.
Correct.
And then she puts that onto a tortilla chip, which makes it still a salad, even though it's on a tortilla chip.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nachos
Segue.
Are a salad.
No.
Why aren't nachos? Tell me why nachos are not a salad, Nicole.
Okay.
Give me one good reason, I swear. One good reason, and I will capitulate.
Nachos are not a salad because the ratio of crunchy bits of carbohydrates to the lettuce is not even on the spectrum of salad.
So you're saying that a salad has to have a certain proportion of vegetables to
it would be nice.
Accoutrement.
It would be nice. It's
it would
I
be
love,
nice.
I love croutons in my salad. Oh. I used to just, you know, fun fact, before my mom used to not buy chips in the house ever. So croutons were like my chips.
Yeah. No, that was same here. We never had candy in the house, so yeah. I would just take teaspoons of unsweetened cocoa powder and then pour sugar in my mouth, and I let my saliva turn it into a paste.
Yeah. We both had some weird food habits as children.
I called it mouth brownies.
Oh. No, but side note, no, nachos are not a salad. Nachos are their own dish. They're a tortilla chip dish. Are chilaquiles a salad?
No.
What's the difference? Okay, but why?
Okay, wait. No, hold on. I came into this with my own kind of script in my head where I was like, I had a 4-point process where I was going to flip you into believing that nachos are a salad. But now you throw me with the chilaquiles question.
Oh, yeah. You didn't expect that, did you, son?
For anybody who doesn't know what chilaquiles are, one, they are the greatest breakfast brunch, especially hungover dish in the history of the world. They are fried tortilla chips that are sauced in either red or green salsa, typically. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can top them with a fried egg. Really fantastic. But nachos, I was prepared to say, of course, they're a salad. But then chilaquiles, you're saucing it. It's hot. Because nachos can have a fair amount of cold ingredients.
You ever had a hot salad?
I'm trying to think. Are there hot salads? Because I mentioned radical salad anarchy. Because, Nicole, the term salad, if you really go into the etymology of it, right? Same root as salami, right?
Salad and salami?
Salad and salami literally both come from the same Roman root of just sal meaning salt. And salad was just like a little salted thing. And so it's literally anything like...
Salatim?
Salad team. Yeah, no, salad is literally in, what's it, salad Olivier? Is in, I mean, both Persian cuisine and Russian cuisine. And so, like, the word salad has literally popped up in damn near every single culture. You go to a Vietnamese restaurant and they say, do you want salad with your meal? And the salad is typically just green leaf lettuce. And so, you know, in Vietnamese restaurants, salad just means lettuce. But then you have pasta salad, you know, macaroni salad in Hawaii.
You're right.
And so the term salad pops up so much, and it literally just is, you know, this ancient Roman dish of chopped meat and herbs and vegetables that's dressed with salt, because that was like the flavoring at the time.
Just salt, yeah.
Probably some garum, probably some ancient fermented tuna blood sauce going in there.
I do love some garum.
And so for me, I think you get like any mishmash of ingredients that are chopped together and just kind of tossed and incorporated in a way, I think that is a salad.
Okay, but okay, if you say it's tossed in a way, when have you ever seen a tossed nacho? Nachos are always topped.
Okay, and well, no, they can be topped and layered.
No, but like, that's not the same thing.
That's not the same
thing.
Salads don't have to be tossed. I recant my official statement that salads are tossed. I misspoke. She is quoting me out of context.
It's not context. Fair. It's recorded.
I yield my time.
It's literally recorded.
I will not yield my time.
No,
I don't think salads need to be tossed. When I say tossed, I mean that metaphorically, Nicole.
Is this turning into a backtrack. Sexy? Is this turning into a sexy podcast?
What do you? No, we're not. Okay. What Nicole's referring to is the act of tossing a salad, which the scientific term is analingus. You can look it
is
up.
It? We're speaking. I thought it was the other lingus.
No, no, no. That's wait. Oh, what did you think?
I thought it was
tossing a salad.
The other linguist.
You thought it was the cunning linguist that is was tossing. I don't believe so. If anyone can look that, Maggie, I don't think legally we're allowed to ask you to look this up if you don't feel comfortable.
If you Google it, so
listen,
help me God.
Listen, this is a podcast about salad and the verbs that go with them. It was going to come up. What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, it's the butt.
Okay. Yeah. And, okay. So it is. Anyway. I don't believe that all salads have to be tossed. I think that's, you know, a deep conversation, and it, you know, just comes down to, like, whatever people are comfortable with, whether they think nachos are salad.
Yeah, I mean, no, I just, there's nothing about a nacho that resembles a salad.
Speaking of tossing one salad, Guy Fieri has trash can nachos, Nicole.
Uh-huh, where they belong.
Now, those are...
That's where they belong. You want me to say that louder? Where they belong.
I think you can reasonably consider Guy Fieri's trash can nachos to be a salad.
In what universe?
There are plenty of vegetables on the salad. Like, okay, what do you think is endemic to saladhood? What does a salad have to have? Let's break it down to its component parts.
Chopped cold vegetable.
Okay, so if they're whole, it's not a salad. You get the original Caesar salad, yeah. Then Nicole isn't a salad. Next.
You're pissing me off. I mean, no, it is. Okay, it either
That's
needs
called
to
a
be,
golden shower.
Shut up. It either needs to be a chopped green thing that is a vegetable, or it can
what
be whole.
What about radicchio?
Radicchio is fine. Radicchio. Oh, I love
it's
a good radicchio.
Green. A vegetable.
Okay.
Vegetable, but then, I mean, which definition of vegetable are we going with?
The one
we're
that we
we're talking about. Cucumbers, a fruit.
Okay.
Is that to be a fruit salad? Is a fruit salad not a salad?
A fruit salad is a salad.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no vegetable in it, but you're saying the fruit modifies that.
Uh-huh.
So then a fruit salad is still a salad under the general popular salad umbrella.
Yeah.
But you don't think it's a salad because it's not a vegetable. Can you get your story straight?
Guys, I just blacked out. What did he say? I literally just blacked out. I'm in a sugar coma right now.
Nicole's been eating these little like Italian rainbow cookies.
They're so good.
Not a cookie. It's like a snack cake inspired by the cookie. It's just saturated in corn syrup,
it's a delight. It's almond extract and corn syrup.
It's fantastic.
Delicious.
Nicole, I say all these things not to try and gaslight you or rile you up.
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't know.
You were just going to say you were going to give me a 4-point process and flip me.
Well, yeah, that's not gaslighting. That's just like being
encouraging.
Persuasive. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a gentle nudge. No, but I say that because I think the word salad has roughly like no meaning, right? And I think because it means so many things to so many different cultures, even look at like the Midwestern canon of salads.
Like Jell-O salads, like ambrosia salads.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just weird though. That's just them being weirdos.
But we love our Midwest audience.
I love you guys, but it's a little weird.
Shout out to those in Duluth, Minnesota.
Oh my God, I just watched Fargo the other day. What's his name? Mike Yanagita?
I don't know. I've never seen Fargo.
You've never seen Fargo?
Me and Jules have been meaning to watch Fargo for 3 years. We've only known each other for 2. We've both independently been meaning to watch it.
It is such a good movie. I can rewatch that any day of the week.
But the Midwestern term salad is still meaningful in a way, right? If someone says Jell-O salad versus a bowl of Jell-O, you understand the difference, in a sense, intuitively. You know it's going to be Jell-O, and there's other things in it, right?
Okay.
So if somebody said like a tortilla chip salad, what would you think that means?
That means nachos.
That means nachos, right? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's a salad.
Okay. But if you say, hey, like if you're at a restaurant and someone goes, hey, you want a salad? And you go, yeah, I do. And then they put a plate of nachos in front of you. You're going to be like, I didn't order a salad. And they're like, this is a tortilla chip salad.
There are some times, Nicole, when the universe provides for you in a way that is better than you could provide for you. And I will tell you, Nicole, I will
give
tell you a
story. Give me one example.
Nothing like real in life, but in terms of the nacho salad dichotomy here, California Pizza Kitchen. Big fans. Both of us big fans.
I love CPK so much.
And this whole debate is literally inspired by the barbecue chicken salad that I received during a delivery work lunch one day. Because so the barbecue chicken salad at California Pizza Kitchen, one of the best salads in the entire sit-down restaurant.
Great salad.
It's what? Chopped romaine, iceberg, black beans, corn,
tomato.
Cheese, tomatoes,
jicama.
Oh, the jicama there.
Yeah.
A wedge of lime, a thing of ranch, and a thing of barbecue sauce.
A thing and a thing. Two things.
And then it is topped, Nicole, with tortilla strips. But
a
one
lot.
Day, I got old. They were heavy. Nicole, they went heavy on the tortilla strips on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were to have flipped that, and tortilla strips to the bed, Nicole, that would have been identical to a plate of nachos.
Do you really think that?
I do.
Or are you just saying that just to be, like, provocative?
I do. No, oh, no. Look, I do think of myself as a provocateur, a deliberate iconoclast. But no, I that is literally the inspiration of why I wanted to talk about this. And sure, did I want to order a salad for lunch? Yeah. But, I mean, it was mostly out of a sense of some sort of obligation. We're always in the kitchen. We're eating Flamin' Hot Cheeto chili dogs and all that. It's like, oh, a nice salad. But they knew that I actually wanted nachos. And they gave me a plate of nachos that I could eat with a fork and cover
Did
in ranch.
Did you ask for extra tortilla strips?
No.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, the universe provides a
Do you have the receipt, sir?
What? Oh, because you're going to call me on the... We actually probably could find that receipt. Well,
yes.
We've ordered it so many times.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard to pinpoint whenever you had the too many tortilla strips. I think you're lying.
What do you think I'm lying about? What do I stand to gain?
There is no way a CPK employee put as much tortilla strips as you are saying on a salad. There's no way he, she, or they took a large handful or two or three or four and put that on top of your salad.
Believe it, sister. Because it happened.
No
you
way.
You will not deny my lived experience.
Yo, your lived experience is an anomaly, and I shall not base a whole entire podcast on your specific experience. Because your experience isn't a sh- I've had that salad like 80 times. 80! I eat that salad all the time. Do you think I've ever been like, let me flip this side of there, and it's like a nutshell? Never in my damn life. But you know what's really good there?
What's that? What's that, Nicole?
The tostada pizza.
Hasn't been on their permanent menu in over 3 years.
It was so good.
It was so good. We missed the tostada pizza. Tell them about
CPK, it. CPK, please bring back the tostada pizza. It'd mean the world
yes,
to
Mr.
me.
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Pizza Kitchen. California and Californio Pizza Kitchen. One word. Those are their names. Bring back the tostada
pizza. It was like pizza dough. It was refried beans.
As the sauce.
Refried beans were the sauce. Cheese. I think they might have had beef on there. I don't know. And then little pieces of little crunchy bits of lettuce and some tortilla strips on there as well. That is a pizza nacho salad. And I like that.
But which one? Okay, so if you're saying it's a pizza nacho salad.
It's all three.
What you're saying is that it is a salad. The pizza and the nacho are acting as the modifiers.
Yes, but I've...
So like nacho salad pizza is different from pizza nacho salad.
Okay, but have you ever had Abbott's pizza salad?
Yes.
Okay, now what's...
That's just literally a pizza that they put like Caesar salad on top of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they slice it.
But what if I put like tortilla strips underneath it?
That would be a nacho salad pizza, of course.
Nacho pizza salad.
No, that would be a nacho salad pizza. Because the pizza is the last
pizza
base.
Salad.
The pizza is dictating how you eat it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, which I guess if you look at nachos, right? Because I still believe nachos are a salad, but they're obviously different subsets of salad, right?
Josh, if I go to Taco Bell and I say, hey, do you guys have a salad? And then they're like, yes, we have the Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because
What's a girl to do?
No, because if you go to Taco Bell and then you get their actual salad on the menu, it's what is it? It is a giant fried tortilla chip with beef and beans and cheese on it, Nicole. That's their taco salad.
So do you mean to tell me
it's
that
a giant, it's a plate of nachos?
So is a tostada salad nachos?
Of course!
How is that,
what are we talking about?
Is that possible?
How could I even have a conversation with you if you don't believe that the tostada bowl salad
is
a plate of nachos? Nicole, you throw it against the wall?
That's what I'm saying. There has to be intent. You can't just do it just to do it.
You can do it. I mean... This is the. I think we should just take a breath, take a step back. If you were to get a taco salad that often comes in the tostada bowl, which, as we know, was invented at the Casa de Fritos by the Morales family, not Elmer Doolin, BT Dubs, in case anybody was thinking that.
No.
it was the ta cup, right?
Ta cup.
The ta cup. He made his own little mold that's actually in the Smithsonian. And he mashed the little Fritos dough in there and fried it. That grew into the large fried tostada taco salad that we know and love today. I have a tough time arguing that that is not a form of nacho. Right? What's the
difference? What is a sope? What is sopes?
Well, sopes aren't crispy. I think crispiness is essential to nachohood.
I mean, that's not true because a sope is, what if I left it in the fryer a little bit longer?
Then I don't know if you'd be rocking with a sope at that point, right?
Okay, then what's a tostada? What is a tostada that you get at a Mexican restaurant? Is that nachos?
That is both nachos and a salad.
And a pizza?
And a pizza.
No way, dude. You need to... No. See, you are just trying to appease everyone right now, and you need to only appease yourself.
What do you think that says about me, like, on the larger scale?
You're trying
like
to win... You're trying to... what's it called? Shake babies and shake kiss hands?
No, you...
Yeah.
Which one do you shake?
Kiss hands and shake babies.
I thought you weren't supposed... No, you are supposed to shake babies. You're not supposed to shake... A Manhattan, you stir a Manhattan, you shake babies,
and then
you
kiss the hands. And then the Vesper is two parts.
It's a split base.
Yeah.
It's a split base with a lemon twist. What the hell are we talking about?
No, I mean, honestly, I mean, if, again, I'm just going by the restaurant method.
Yeah.
There is, nachos are not in the salad menu. They're not. And salads are not in the nacho menu.
But when you say salads are not in the nacho menu, right, you're essentializing what a salad is, right? So if they had like salads listed right at a restaurant, say a diner, you got your Cobb salad, you got your
ranch salad,
your chef salad, the Caesar, like chicken salad, potato salad, Jello salad.
You're talking about the deli salads. You're talking about the deli salads.
Yeah, but like, do you think that deli salads are? If you mix, say, I grew up eating ham salad, Nicole. This is a delicacy from my people.
Is it like deviled ham?
It is exactly deviled ham, which is ham blended with mayonnaise, and you spread it on a cracker.
Oh, my God.
And that is... Oh, yeah. Maggie's pulling up pictures of ham salad. It looks like dog vomit. if we're being like, pinkish dog vomit. Like your dog got into like a lingonberry bush and vomited up some lingonberry puke. And that's ham salad. And yeah, you're in Sweden with this doll,
yeah, I guess.
By the way.
I guess so.
but I grew up eating that, and it's at its base... It's ham and mayonnaise.
I'm sure it's good.
Why do you have more of a visceral reaction saying that nachos aren't a salad as opposed to ham salad?
Ham salad is not a salad.
So you would call up my nana.
Yeah.
You call Auntie Barb.
Yeah.
Call her nana, which
I don't
aunt.
Care.
Hey, what? Oh my God! Get
throw
nana on the phone, Maggie.
I will You'd throw say hands with Auntie Barb.
She's so little and cute.
Yeah. Okay. Then
and
I'll just
owned
pet
a
her.
Bookstore growing up. She
I'll just
send
pet
us books.
Her gently. No, I mean the word. I have a definition of a salad, and it is what it is, and that's who I am, and I'm sticking to my guns.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
What is tabbouleh? Is tabbouleh a salad?
I don't know. It's bulgur. It's a bulgur. No, tabbouleh salad is not a thing. Tabbouleh is tabbouleh. It's its own dish. Shirazi salad, is a salad.
What about all the salatim at, say, an Israeli restaurant?
They're
right?
Not salads. They're not salatims.
They're salatim.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Banchan is banchan. It's not salads.
So are you saying that you are all in favor of culturally fragmenting the meaning of salad based
super
on where
into
you're, you have to like geofence it?
I don't believe so in globalization Midwest, of salads.
You believe in just strict salad segregationism, and I'm coming in here as a radical salad anarchist?
Exactly.
How do we work together?
We
these
don't.
Differences in political opinions.
After this podcast, I'm going home and I'm never seeing you again. It's over after this. No. I mean, we have to compromise, Josh.
Yeah.
We need to find an even ground to sit on, you and I. We need to talk. We need to find our footing.
I am willing to denounce nachos as a salad.
Only if
you are willing to eat at least a quart of what's it called? It's like pistachio. What's
ambrosia?
It called? Yeah,
ambrosia?
No, it's not ambrosia.
Snickers?
There's a worse one. There's Snickers salad.
Pretzel salad?
I gotta look it up.
Is it the one with shredded carrots?
No, but I grew up eating that one too.
Ugh.
Watergate salad, Nicole. You gotta eat a quart of Watergate salad. It is,
Isn't Watergate salad good?
Pistachio pudding, canned pineapple, whipped topping, crushed pecans, mayonnaise, and marshmallows.
Sounds absolutely delicious.
Yeah, right?
Why
do people crap on the Midwest for their salads?
I don't know. I just think they need a general rebranding of name.
Yeah.
I think if they called it a pudding, I think it would have been killer.
The British have already monopolized the idea that pudding means nothing.
Yeah, and I think America should copy that.
Well, we kind of did that with salad already.
No, this is not salad is not the proper word for these things. It's not. I'm sorry, Midwestern people that I love so much. I just don't think that's the proper verbiage. I don't like it. I don't like it, and I want to change it.
Do you think you should just call it pudding, and we should just like adopt the British model?
Yeah.
But I mean, so many of the things that we've
Watergate
done are,
pudding.
It's like, you know.
Pretzel pudding.
We've taken like terms from different like cultures that had influence in our food ways, and then we've kind of like flipped them, like macaron to macaroon, right? Like for us, like growing up in America, did you eat the kosher for Passover manischewitz?
Of course,
macaroons?
I did. Yeah, those are macaroons, but the French have macaron.
Yeah, but it literally, you know, was the same exact preparation and
was
the same exact
it?
Food until God, I think it was actually Martha Washington made like.
Shut up.
So we've taken a lot of French words etymologically. Think. You know, ballon, right? It means balloon in French. We just added an O to it. We're like, it's American now.
Mm-hmm.
You had ballons. We got balloons.
Okay.
We did the same thing with macaron and macaroon.
You're kidding me.
I'm dead serious. And then someone, when coconuts, you know, we started like annexing tropical territories and all that. And coconuts started getting imported, you know, companies that were farming them, they would put out recipes. And one of them was for coconut macaroons. And then that became, you know, the dominant
How
thing.
How interesting.
Yeah, and so we've taken, like, various, you know, things and flipped them culturally in the American lens. I think we did that with pudding, right?
Let's do
pudding,
it.
And we were just like, no, pudding doesn't mean the random dessert and all that, but we're going to take the same thing you had with that, and we're going to put it in salads.
That's
now,
like,
salad is the messed up things that we have.
I know, but I think you and I just need to, like, push to call these foods puddings now.
Yeah.
Puddings.
That's our official stance? Things got a little heated earlier. I'm sorry
if I lost my head there. It's okay. Sometimes you and I just have these moments, but it's nice to always come back to square one and realize what this whole podcast is about.
Crapping all over the Midwest.
Yeah.
No, that's a joke. Listen,
that's
St. Louis,
so
I owe you an apology. I'm really sick of all the one stars on Apple Podcasts.
At least give him like three.
Yeah,
Why you gotta go with the one?
I'd love to come and stand under the arch or whatever you got down there or see the Rams play. Oops, they went to L.A. Oh, sorry. But like the gooey butter cake, you know.
Oh my God. Is St. Louis in Missouri?
St. Louis, yeah, St. Louis is in Missouri. But there's another St. Louis in like Tennessee or something.
Who goes to St. Louis?
I'm a Kansas. I was raised in Kansas City.
You were raised in
for
Missouri?
From 0 to 4. I was born in Maryland. Then at 3 months, I went to Kansas City, Missouri, and lived there until I was 4. Did 1 year of preschool in KC Mo, and then came to California.
Kansas City, Missouri.
And that's
KC Mo.
Yeah. And that's Western Missouri, and St. Louis is Eastern Missouri, and we don't like them.
Oh, okay.
I'm kidding. I really don't.
I learned so much about you in this podcast yet again.
Yeah.
I learned that your views on salad are problematic. And
yes.
I don't like you for it.
I am your problematic fave, Nicole.
Josh, have you ever been to a Mexican restaurant?
Have I ever been to a Mexican restaurant? you mean like the taco? But no, Nicole, yes, I've been to several Mexican restaurants.
Yeah. How would you imagine this.
Mm-hmm.
You are at a Mexican restaurant and you say, one nachos, please. And then they bring you a plate of nachos and you say, hey, would you consider nachos a salad, sir? How could you imagine how they would feel?
Oh, so you're talking about, like, who has the rights to create categories.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Like, do you think the chef back there is like, hey, one salad? No.
No, not at all. But I see what you're saying. Nachos are actually a really interesting dish that a lot of people, you know, say they're an American invention, but they were invented in, I believe, Piedras Negras in Coahuila.
Okay.
By a chef named Ignacio. And so the...
Nacio.
Nacho. Yeah, Nacho is literally the...
It's the nickname
for Ignacio.
Do you mean to tell me Nacho Libre's first name is Ignacio?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Like that's the whole thing.
That's like Guillermo's nickname. Memo is the nickname for Guillermo.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I was talking to a Spanish friend, and there's a lot of stuff like Pepa is the nickname for Francisco. And he's like, you see, in the 1400s, there was a, and I was like, dang, y'all's history is crazy. But no, and the origin story of nachos is like the origin story of pretty much any new food, right?
Yeah.
Same to the Caesar salad of like, a group of hungry, important people walked in, and they went to the chef, except Nacho is actually the maitre d'. Mm-hmm. And in this legend, the chef wasn't there. And they were like, can you make us food? And he didn't want to disappoint him. And so he was like, oh, I'll throw tortillas in the fryer and then top them with whatever we got, and hopefully it works out. And then it became known as Nacho's Special, and then, you know, exploded from there.
That's
and so
cool.
we go from, you know, that to... You go to a Clippers game or a who's the
Dodgers?
St. Louis basketball team? Oh, they don't
Raptors?
Have one. That sucks.
Oh, but, I don't know anything about sports.
St. Louis Raptors.
Who are the Raptors?
Toronto. They're Toronto.
Yeah, I was pointing up Canada.
Yeah, she really
Canadian.
Was. That's why they're Drake's favorite.
Canadian Raptors.
But no, and then you get into like, you know, you got ballpark nachos now. So like, yeah, could I consider ballpark nachos a salad? No.
Right?
They're still nachos.
No. Also, you eat salad with a fork and spoon. You eat nachos.
Not always.
Okay,
Wait, also, you say fork and spoon? What do people... Do you eat salad? I eat salad. I eat everything with a spoon.
Fork, spoon, sometimes knife.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, and nachos are exclusively hand food.
Hand food.
I agree with that. But I think some salads should be hand foods.
Like what?
Caesar. Caesar salad's a good hand
there
food.
There is no way in hell you're eating
Caesar salad
with your hands.
Saturday night, I ate a Caesar salad with my hands. Because it was...
Was that what the chef intended, or are you just being a trash panda in public?
Probably being a trash panda, to be honest, but they served... It was bone-in. It was a bone-in Caesar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it was a little gem head that had been bifurcated, and then the core was left on, and the core was not dressed, so I could just pick up the clean salad core and... eat the salad and then drop the salad bone on the plate.
The only way you can do that is with an endive cup.
Oh, yeah.
An endive cup? Yeah, that's the only way.
Nicole, I think one common thing we can agree on is that hand salads should be more popular.
Yeah, let's make it happen.
You know, lettuce wrap, that's what we're staking.
I like lettuce wraps.
I love lettuce wraps.
Are lettuce wraps a salad?
Bum, bum, bum.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, Nicole, we've heard what you and I have to say. Now it's time to find out what other wacky ideas are rattling out there in the Twitterverse. It's time for a segment we call...
Opinions are like casseroles!
Really made a meal out of that one, huh? And hey, if you like opinions about food, check out sporked.com. That is Mythical's new website, complete with an entire team of personalities. We just call them friends.
Yeah, we have people like Justine and Jordan
and
Nadia
and Danny.
Danny.
And that's...
I forgot everyone.
Gwynedd.
Oh!
Anyways.
Sorry, I forget things. I forget my own name sometimes.
They are taste testing all of the grocery store items out there that you can imagine, from canned tuna to cottage cheese. We've done some taste tests with them.
They did it, so you don't have to. Spork.com.
.edu.gov. All right, Nicole, first up, who do we got? We got at It's Jesse Bernard. Cold leftovers with my bare hands over a running sink.
What a weird way to structure a sentence.
No, I completely get it. This one, like, speaks to my whole, like, there's no, like, subject or verb, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, no subject or verb, but I get it. You know, cold leftovers with my bare hands over a running sink, that kind of defines my life.
I do this often.
Yeah, same. Because then the sink's already running, so you don't have to get the faucet handle dirty.
Yeah.
Because your hands are soaked in, like, cold meatball sauce.
Do you use your thumb to push in the food ever?
Yes, I learned to eat with my hands from one Mr. Ramesh Nayak.
Deepstad?
This is Deepstad. Yeah, yeah, I love that you know it's Deepstad now. Yeah, but you know it's the way you eat the, like, roti and sabji.
Yeah, yeah, so
they call
like
it.
Push it, yeah.
Yeah, you, like, you know, take the roti, the delicious wheat flatbread, and you scoop up the stew, and then you push it in your mouth with your thumb.
Yeah.
And I eat damn near everything like that. Cold spaghetti and meatballs out of the fridge. It's using the thumb as a lever to push it in my mouth.
Great.
Do you have more self-respect than that?
Not really.
I knew that.
Anastasia XET says green apples with milk or any dairy product is a top tier combination. This instantly triggers like a sour feeling in the back of my like my like ears.
But then the milk comes in and saves you.
Yeah. I think if it was a baked apple, I'd be all about it.
Ugh, love me good hot apple.
Yeah, hot apple. But like just biting into a green Granny Smith, like,
I don't eat Granny Smith's raw. I don't mess with them.
I love a green apple.
Too tough.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
My teeth are soft.
Are you sorry?
Little baby need harder teeth.
No.
Yeah, that's gross. I feel awful that we just did that. At questionable downhiller. More people need to pair hot sauce like they would pair wine. Good. This is a good opinion. Your downhill skills might be questionable, but your opinions are not. Too many people out here willy-nilly with their hot saucing.
Yeah, your hot saucing needs to be intentional.
Intentionality in your hot saucing. Yeah. Like, I was just like, habanero with seafood.
Come on, man. You can't mix Mexican with continental.
We're both big Luis Guzman fans. That was Luis Guzman from Waiting.
Yeah, Luis Guzman has a movie called Luis Guzman Kick Me in the Face.
Really?
Or Punch Me in the Face.
We should have him on the podcast. We love Luis Guzman. But yeah, no, there's certain hot sauces that don't pair well with other things. Like, it's weird for whatever reason, putting any hot sauce that isn't sriracha or the same brand. Hoi Fong Foods also makes a sambal.
I love that
And those are the only two hot sauces that can go on like a Panda Express or any American Chinese food for me. Anything else doesn't taste right. Ditto with putting any real hot sauce on Taco Bell. It doesn't taste right. There's got to be intention.
Right on. Not Picas says using the end of Takis as a shovel to carve out banana flesh is a great snack. This is giving me school lunch energy.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
This is like you have a lot of pent up ADHD in your creativity and getting stimulated in the classroom.
Yeah.
And so you see like banana flesh, Takis, got to do something with all this sort of pent up energy. And then you do that. Sounds like it would work as a flavor combo.
Yeah. I'm all about it.
No, I love that. Great opinion. Good stuff today.
Good. Yeah, I'm loving it. This is the kind of stream of consciousness I'm into.
Yeah, this is weird here. Ethan.cow, I microwave cold apple juice so there's a top layer of warmth and a cold layer at the bottom.
Ah!
Interesting. This is either a person who doesn't know what they want in life or...
They know exactly what they want in life.
Bingo, you know?
Let me tell you what this is about. This kind of food preparation just screams salmonella to me, or like illness, foodborne illness.
We're trained as chefs, because Nicole, I trained properly
at the Culinary School of Hard Knocks.
God dang right, I did. You're like trained to not want anything room temp, right? That's like the danger zone of bacterial growth. So this is
There's something about this that like, it's like, oh, if I drink the hot and I drink the cold, it'll make equal in my stomach. But no, like this just screams like foodborne illness to me. I can't.
Hot cider's good. Cold apple juice is good. There's no foodborne illness risk in apple juice, I say, if somebody dies and sues us.
Yeah, someone's not true. Booked and Boozy says, Flamin' Hot Cheetos dipped in mustard. Oh, it's a doozy.
That's a lot.
It's a doozy. Kraft mac and cheese with sriracha ketchup. Both of these are great. The hot Cheetos and mustard feels like wasabi in my throat.
That's a lot of flavors. That's a lot of acid. That's a lot of flavors in your mouth. And if you can handle that, if you can ride the lightning and harness that.
You survival of the fittest.
You're unstoppable.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
Yeah. You need to replicate your genes and have a lot of babies so they can be the same.
Kraft mac and cheese with sriracha ketchup. That's actually my ideal topping for Kraft mac and cheese.
That sounds so good right now.
Also eggs, sriracha ketchup, and fries too.
Oh, I've never had sriracha ketchup. Well, I make my own sriracha ketchup.
Well, no, same.
Yeah,
three parts ketchup, one part sriracha.
Oh, I do half.
You are
a monster.
More of a man than I am.
You are a monster.
The show has a toxic masculinity problem, and it's you.
I hope that's not true.
What are you doing? No, that's a joke. At CC change name. Eh. Most of the times we just guess. Sometimes when I really want a sweet snack, I'll pour a couple bottles of Dr. Pepper into a saucepan and warm it up and mix in a bag of hot cocoa powder. It's tasty when kept warm. Hot cocoa and hot Dr. Pepper.
Hey, I'm into it.
Hot Dr. Pepper is a thing. That's like a thing that people drink. I don't know if it's a Texas thing. I remember my dad saying he used to drink it in Montana for whatever reason.
Ooh, your dad was in Montana one time?
Yeah, he was stationed there in the Air Force.
I'm watching Yellowstone right now, and I'm really into Montana.
Oh, my.
Nicole, America's Icebox, baby!
Oh, God, if my dad is alive, he would have loved to talk about the show Yellowstone with you. I got to work a dead parent into the podcast once the show, or else I don't feel right. The acid of the Dr. Pepper, well, the cherry is definitely cherry and Dr. Pepper. We talked about the flavor of Dr. Pepper on the podcast.
Yeah, but still don't know what it is 100%.
That's going to be nice with the cocoa. I like cherry and chocolate.
This sounds really good. I'm all about it.
There's like, one, I love Pilk.
What's that?
What do you mean what's Pilk? It's Pepsi milk. It's Pepsi mixed with milk. Pilk.
What?
I love Pilk. It's a drink. Look it up. Read a book,
Is it
Nicole.
A real book? Is it a real book? Is it a real drink?
Yeah.
Pilk?
Pilk. Look up Pilk.
Ew. Oh, my God. You drank this? Why is it Pepsi
Dude,
and not Coke?
I don't know why. It was always Pepsi.
Why is it Pepsi, not Coke?
I don't know what to tell you. We drink. My grandma drank Pepsi. She would pour me Pilk. It would shut me up. The Pilk would shut me up. Anyways, I'm saying there's dairy fat solids in the Swiss Miss cocoa powder. Add that to the hot Dr. Pepper. You're basically making a hot Pilk.
I need you to never say the words hot Pilk at me ever again.
I actually have a vanity plate that just says hot Pilk on the certified pre-owned 2017 Nissan Altima.
Yeah, that could fit.
It fits.
In case anyone's wondering if he's lying or not. Randall Hadass says, I don't like Krispy Kreme donuts. They're overrated.
You're overrated.
And let me finish. Sorry. I'd rather get my donuts somewhere where they aren't so freakishly uniform. Also, with the slight crunch around the surface of the donut that you absolutely do not want to get in a Krispy Kreme. I know no one else who feels the same. Krispy Kreme donuts are dank.
Krispy Kreme donuts are probably better than every artisanal donut.
Yeah.
That I've ever, and I've had them all.
Me too.
Well, I've gone up to Portland and eaten them.
Me too.
And I would rather have a Krispy Kreme original Voodoo? Glaze. Yeah, Voodoo's not, I mean, they're.
Blue Star.
Blue Star does good stuff. Sidecar, they do good stuff. But their dough, it's never like that melt in the mouth tenderness that you get from a Krispy Kreme. If you're looking for a different, you know, quality in your donut that I'm not looking for, that is absolutely fine. But I don't think you can generalize and say they're overrated. I think they make one of the best products of any fast food restaurant out there. I think Krispy Kreme does a good job.
Me too.
Dunkin's overrated.
Dunkin's all right.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it came here and we were all like, oh, Dunkin, and then like nobody cared anymore.
This is interesting. At Sissy Titch, not eating the pizza crusts isn't childish. When the edge crust is good, I eat it, and when it's not, I don't. I'm a grown man, and I don't need your judgment, Ashley.
Who's Ashley?
Ashley's judging him.
I'm sorry. Hey, Ashley, stop judging him. He doesn't need it. I eat my pizza crust because I'm a big girl. I'm a pizza crust.
I was thinking about this. I do eat all my pizza crusts, but I won't eat the bread heels.
What?
I won't eat the bread heels. The end piece of the bread, I will use it for something.
Check
I don't like
your
food
privilege
waste.
Initially.
I will, okay, I will use it. I dehydrate my own breadcrumbs. I'll throw it in this thicken sauce with it. I'll do something, but I will not eat it plain.
I love bread butt.
No. Going to school with a bread butt sandwich.
No, you never go to school. You eat it in shame. No, you eat it in your house with shame.
Oh, actually, that's a good idea. You wrap like an old banana in the bread meal. That's what I do with it. Yeah,
obvi.
Yeah. You got to microwave it. You got to wet a paper towel.
I don't do that. You love wetting paper towels and putting some sort of carbohydrate in them. I don't do that.
What do you mean?
That's
how I cook rice. You put a handful of white rice in a wet paper towel. You microwave it for 30 minutes. And the fire department comes. And then you have rice.
Okay, Shay. Last one. Shay Jafoli says, the best possible combination from Auntie Annie's pretzels is their sour cream and onion pretzel with caramel dipping sauce. Do you know how we talk about how some things taste like vomit?
Yeah.
This is one of those
things. This is one of those things that tastes like vomit.
This is throw up.
Yeah, what?
This is throw up.
Oh, gotcha.
You have a booger.
Yeah, wait, I really do. Listen, today's a rough day for me.
I'm sorry.
You know, like some days you see like an NBA player and everything they're shooting's going in. You know? And then some days it's just like, man, they're really throwing up breaks. I threw the booger in the trash can. I feel like mentally it's one of those days where it's like, whoa, clanging off the rim.
I'm so
and that's
sorry.
Fine. You know, you got boogers going down. Wearing a black shirt. There's probably dandruff on it. I'm gross.
It's okay. We all have those days. I have them too.
I like Auntie Anne's pretzels.
I like Wetzel's pretzels.
Oh, well, you suck, Nicole. Anyways, thank you so much for stopping by the podcast that we do. And on that note, thank you for listening to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich. If you want to hear more from us here in the Mythical Kitchen, we got new episodes for you every Wednesday.
If you want to be featured on Opinions Are Like Casseroles, you can hit us up on Twitter at @MythicalChef or @HandyZada with the hashtag #OpinionCasserole.
And for more Mythical Kitchen, check us out on YouTube where we launch new videos every week.
You're so funny. What? And of course, if you want to share pictures of your dishes, hit us up on Instagram at Mythical Kitchen.
What did I even say?
You just are today. You just are funny today.
We're losing it, folks. We'll see you next time.